All right, it's 6:30, December 23rd, 2019. We have the police commission with us, as well as John Patrick Ellington, an applicant for police officer position, specifically the school resource officer. Commissioners Jeff Motley and Sue Devlin are present. So, commission, I'll introduce you to John here. He joins us from Florida. And you have 5 years?
Just about 5 years.
5 years of law enforcement experience. And previous to that, he served in the Marine Corps, correct?
Yes.
That's all highlighted in his packet. And as we gave you as much information as we possibly could, withholding some private details out of his application. So hopefully that gives you a comprehensive look for you to certify the applicant tonight.
Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
We don't normally have this type of weather here, but it's, you know, it has happened many times in the past. Why, okay, you want to move from Florida to here.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I have a wife, and I have a little 3-month-old boy. We visited here before, and we loved it. And my wife's family lives in Darby.
Uh-huh, okay.
And, we loved it every time we visited here, and we were in Florida. She was also a police officer there for 13 years. And I was a deputy first, and then I was a police officer in Lakeland. And then, you know, before that, I was in the Marine Corps. But after we talked about it, we're like, why don't we just move? You know, we like it here so much. Florida's not what we wanted, you know, because it's getting, there's a lot of reasons why. We're like, why don't we just move? So we did. We just, you know, took a leap.
You have moved here now?
Yes, ma'am. I've been living here in Hamilton. Northern part of Hamilton.
Okay.
Since November.
Oh, great. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful place, this valley.
Yeah, I really like it.
Have you dealt with children, young people?
Yes, ma'am. In law enforcement. Unfortunately, most of the time I deal with them, it's in law enforcement capacities, which is not in the best sense. You know, that, you
right.
Know, we're trashing the classroom, fighting in schools. But we have made positive contact with them when we meet them on the street. This is talking about when I was in Lakeland and, you know, Highlands County. Positive enforcement, like, you know, giving us candies, talking to them, trying to be like a role model for them instead of someone that's like feared. You know, you want to make them more approachable, you know. And like, I dealt with them in Afghanistan too.
Right.
You know, when I was combat patrols and stuff, when kids would come out, we'd try to give them Hearts and Minds candy, you know, try to local population, all that. And now, you know, my own kid kind of hits it home,
yeah.
Because I kind of see them in my kid. Like, I picture what he's going to be like when he gets older. It's just, I think it's very good for the soul. You know.
Okay.
So I didn't notice in here, but where do you call home?
I call home Hamilton, Northern Hamilton.
The kid, what? Born and raised?
Oh, I mean, since I traveled, I grew up in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida.
I don't call it home, though, because I don't have a house there anymore.
Okay.
My parents don't either.
Okay.
I grew up kind of hard life, and you know, I joined the Marine Corps at 18 years old.
Okay.
I went to school there. In the military, I went all over the place, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia,
okay.
All over the place. I wouldn't say that's my home, but that's where I grew up.
Okay.
So you're a Florida native?
Yes.
By way of Northern Hamilton. Which is 400 blocks north of Maine. Is that northern? In the northern suburb?
Right.
That would work. Is there something, I think it came up with the chief, that he had to live within the town limits?
There is a residency requirement for the state of Montana. They have to reside in the state or the county.
Okay.
And we have those. We have the ability to waive those requirements administratively.
Okay.
But it doesn't necessarily require us to do any waiving when it's within the town limits. It's
okay.
More of a state and county requirement.
I thought that I knew there was something.
When we hired Officer Teniente, we did have to do some some waivers.
Yeah. All right.
And those are by way of a memorandum in their file.
What What do you like about police work?
Well, I like being able to continue to serve. Like in the military, I was able to serve my country. At least now, if you serve on a more local level, I'm able to serve the public. And I believe with my life experiences and, you know, what I've done in my life, I feel like I can serve well, you know, and efficiently and effectively and compassionately because of what I've done and the kind of rapport I can relate to people. I can understand and I like it, you know, for that reason, you know.
Okay. You mentioned you moved to Montana with your family.
Yes, sir.
What's family?
My wife and baby.
One child?
Yeah, one child. Three-month-old.
3-month-old?
Yeah.
You said her parents live in Darby?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Her mom and her dad.
I bet they're excited to have the grandchild close.
Yeah, her mom's definitely happy.
Yeah. Florida's a long way away.
She's from Darby?
Well, she's from Florida, too, the mom.
Okay.
But she's been here for like 20 years.
Okay. And your wife is
from Florida, too.
From Florida as well?
From Lakeland, Florida.
Okay. So you came to a cooler climate.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's not cold. It's just cooler right now this time of year.
Yeah. Well, 58 yesterday.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Have you dealt with snow before?
In the military. I've slept outside.
Oh, Afghanistan. Yeah. Okay.
Plenty of times.
So as a school resource officer, how do you find or think that will be being the school resource officer? Is that going to be a challenge or...?
I think it'd be a healthy challenge, you know, because of that aspect of dealing with the kids and stuff. It's good because I've dealt with interpersonal relations with law enforcement, but I think it'd be good because, you know, I can talk to them. They can come in any time in my office. I'm hard when I have to be, you know, but I can be good.
You have a very calm demeanor.
Right. I've been good, you know, in my life to be. I can control myself pretty good. And when I need to be in a certain situation, I can do it. That's why, like, I believe, especially nowadays, you know, what's going on in Park Point, what's going on in all the schools, it's necessary to have someone that's, you know, willing for one and then trained for another one. You know, at a school, in my opinion.
Okay.
So the position is as resource officer, resource officer, and then also patrol during the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The idea being when we get our other two positions hired back on, that position will primarily cover the vacations during the summer. We'll shift most folks' time off during summertime.
And it will be full-time?
It'll be a full-time position. Currently it's reimbursed partially by the school district.
And then
the town picks up the other portion of that. And, the officer is a employee of the town, and we contract with the school district on supervisory and that sort of thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Programming.
So he would answer to?
He answers to the chief of police.
All right.
And then liaisons with the superintendent of schools.
Good. Okay. Okay. That's a big hat.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So what do you see as a 5 and a 10-year goal?
5 and 10-year goal, like my resume, I was a leadership, and I was corporal in the Marines. I had squad leader, led Marines in combat, all that stuff. I enjoyed it, being a leader. In law enforcement, I was small unit leader, in a sense. You know, I finished a field training officer school, which is where I was beginning to train junior officers in how to become police officers. I'd like to be... You know, if there's a sergeant position in the future opening up, I don't know how far we're going to expand, but maybe some kind of leadership role in the future.
Okay. What kind of questions would you have of us?
This is new to me. As in Florida, we don't do this. This is called the police commission, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I like it because it's basically the citizens. I mean, you get to see basically who you're hiring.
Right.
And it's not normal because normally it's... Not very personal where I come from. I was in two different agencies.
Oh.
Highlands County Sheriff's Office and Lakeland Police Department.
No, we're just citizens.
Right, which is, I think it's cool in a way because like you get to actually see, you know, if I wasn't, you know, if I looked good on paper but I wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. it might be different. I think it's a good That way people can see what you're paying for. You know.
How much time have you spent around Darby or in the valley?
Not much. I mean, since November.
Okay.
Not much. Her family's from Darby.
Yeah.
I pretty much we live in Hamilton, like northern part.
Right.
Not too much. I mean, I've visited vacation, but I mean, I'm still getting, you know, and every time we're off, we drive around and try to find new stuff. And
good, you know, good. Because there are 100,000 draws.
Yes, there's so much to do. I'm like, I don't know if I have enough time.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, though, it's pretty much like Tampa. I mean,
yeah,
some population
base. A little burb is
pretty much the same.
Yeah, yeah.
There certainly is a difference in community size. Lakeland was what, just over 200,000?
That's about 130,000.
Pretty much the same.
What about 2,700 here?
But we had an interstate that would run through like Tampa and Orlando, right next to us. So we'd have all the highway traffic from them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, that brings a lot of crime.
So, are you going to be satisfied with dealing with a town of 2,700?
I am, because, like I said, I'm about 30 years old, but in those 30 years, I've done a lot. You know, like, I feel like, you know, Afghanistan was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, active combat zone, I was infantry, it shows on my resume, and the law enforcement, I've seen a lot. You know, I was employed during, like, all this the racial stuff going on with Ferguson, and we had a lot of murders and stuff, and Lakeland as well, a lot of violence. I'm kind of over all that. I mean, I can still, if, you know, like I said, I can rise to the occasion. I can do it based on my training and experience. But I want to have a better life for me and my family.
We have a lot of bars here, if you've noticed.
I've seen them, yeah.
And we have also a lot of veterans. Yeah. And there are sometimes problems between the alcohol and, I mean, I think, we have 5-6 bars in about a 3-block area here.
We have several liquor establishments, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the only problems I've ever encountered, and I've lived here 15 years. You know, I've been just some...
Well, one thing I've noticed in my career is I thought going into law enforcement, a lot of cops would be veterans. That's not really the case. Where I worked, most guys were not veterans. I mean, you might be 1 out of 10 was a veteran. So I feel like whenever I had veteran calls, I could relate to them, regardless of what branch it was, Army, Navy, Marines. Okay. You know, I could still be like, hey, man, you know what's going on. I was in the Marine Corps 5 years. And a lot of times it'll break the ice with somebody, even if he's, you know, super aggressive or upset. Yeah. You might be able to build some rapport with
him. And I wasn't inferring the alcohol and the veterans.
Right. I'm just...
But we do have a large veteran...
Sure.
Right. Population here.
There's a demographic there. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that word. And, you know, you would be dealing with, and it's also a very aging population here, demographic. But it's a great town.
Yeah, I mean, I like it.
It really is a great town.
I mean, even with that being said, we're not a drug-free zone by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, good God.
What's the main drug out here?
Meth.
Meth is probably one of the higher ones, yeah.
Users, or do you think push people to sell?
Probably the whole gambit.
Yeah.
Users, makers, producers, buyers, yeah.
I owned an unemployment service in here and in Missoula and Hamilton for 25 years. And we drug test, and I started running statistics, and about 1 out of every 5 people tested positive for pot or meth. And it wasn't ever really, rarely anything other than that, but pot and meth. And it was, you know, 1 out of 5 is a high ratio.
It is.
I mean, we have those issues. We also have the socioeconomic whole gambit as well. Partner assaults and domestics and all those other fun things. So how do you think you'll respond in involving small children?
Good.
I mean, I think I mean, obviously it's new, but I'm utilize discretion. And like I said, my experience on previous encounters I had, each situation is different, but you have to have some kind of basis to start from.
Right.
I mean, it would be difficult to say how I would handle one situation because they're not all the same.
Right.
You know, it depends. You know, if you give me a situation, I can answer it. Like, how the kid's acting, I might be able to tell you how I would respond.
Yeah, because you don't know what you walk right into.
Right.
So being a rather new father,
right,
how do you think that may affect your performance on the job?
Meaning, like the shooter situation?
You get into a domestic and there's small children or whatever and tell them.
Well, yeah, it'd be tough. You'd have to practice self-control. Mm-hmm. But I would still remain impartial because I'm not representing just myself. I'm representing the city, and I can't act a fool. And, you know, maybe let my emotions take the best of me and, you know, assault somebody.
Sure.
I'm pretty good at remaining impartial, you know. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It is difficult.
Oh, God, yeah.
It is very, to show restraint and all that stuff. But then you got to think about what you're representing, for one, and you also represent your name and your family. And you don't want to act a fool and lose your job. And,
right.
You know.
I was a 911 dispatcher for about 4.5 years.
So you,
yeah. I do know.
So
along that same line, relatively new to the community, I mean, since what, November, end of October, November? What kind of support do you have personally for yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you have the department and all that, but I mean,
my wife is huge. Mm-hmm. She's huge. And best friend and everything. She was a cop for, like I said, I met her on another, my last department. So we've been through a lot together. She was my zone partner for a while.
So
that's how we met at work. And, you know, obviously we separate after, like, we don't allow you to work together. But my wife was number one. And then I would say that I have a really good relationship with her family.
Okay.
You know, they live from Darby. I believe her stepdad works for the county. You know, her mom works for the hospital. So that would be my support line, you know.
And you'll make friends.
Right.
And they're very, very important. That's a really good question. Because, you've got to go home at the end of the day.
My neighbors are actually pretty cool, too. I mean, I'm not used to that. Like, there's a lot of hospitality here that I'm not used to.
Yeah.
This is just truth. I mean, this is very, people wave at you here.
Kind of foreign, isn't it?
It is foreign.
Yeah.
It is. So I'm not used to getting nice, you know, people don't really like the police, you know.
Mr. Ellington has had an opportunity for a couple of days to spend some time with Officer Teniente at the school.
Oh, good.
And kind of get acquainted up there and, you know, get his feet a little wet. Do you care to share any initial thoughts?
No, that's fine. He's a great officer. I mean, he really is a great officer. Super experienced, and he showed this guy's so squared away. He prepared a book for me that basically broke down what I need to do as a school. You know, broke down the Montana codes that I might be running into.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's really on top of his game. And that's a huge help because, you know, nor other than that, I'd have to wing it and just go on, you know, morality, ethics, and basically good judgment. But he helped me out a lot. We've encountered some situations with kids and stuff. Even them, they're better than what I'm used to in a sense.
Okay.
They're more respectful. They called me, you know, they would say, hey, you know, kid, that's pretty rough here. He's having some problems with another kid. I go up to him, I'm in civilian clothes, and he still calls me sir, calls an officer sir. Where I work, that's not normally the case.
No.
You know, you might get a lot more choice words. You know.
A few adjectives and go with that, sir.
A few adjectives. You might get physical. Try to walk away from you, obedience.
Yeah.
I want to say maybe kids are better taught here by their parents. Maybe, you know, stuff like that.
Well, we're still classed as an agricultural
community,
and as such, you know, some of these kids still have to get up at 5 a.m. and get out there and help milk cows or feed them or whatever. So they have a work ethic,
which
I think translates a lot into how they react to society.
I think it's good. I enjoy seeing that too. Like, I can kind of tell, like, they're just different. They're more mature, even though they're younger. And I seen that briefly when I was overseas, because you know, the local population, you know, the Afghan government, mm-hmm. they didn't have to work. I'd say 5-6 year old working, herding sheep. Yeah. You know, yeah. Like it's new to me. 4 year old taking care of a 3 year old, and I'm like, this is not, you know, like I've seen it before, but it's good to see it again. And, you know, just that one encounter with the kid, he was already more respectful, and he was considered to be one of the bad kids. I'm like, this kid, I can talk to him, no problem. You know, I can get to him. You know.
Good. Good. And we need, I mean, again, with the drugs being so prevalent, we need someone to be able to...
Well, I've experienced that, too. I've arrested a lot of people for meth, all kinds of drugs, cocaine. I've got foot pursuits, tased people. I've done quite a lot of stuff that when I have to, you know.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay. So, with that, there's just the official ministerial acts the police commission has to take as a public body, and that is, as a board, you should certify the applicant if you wish to. And so with that, I would, facilitating the meeting, entertain a motion to certify Mr. Ellington as a police officer for Stevensville.
I second that.
Well, I would make the motion to certify.
Second.
Okay.
With that, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any public comment on the matter?
No.
First time we've ever had someone here.
Yeah, it is.
But they're family, so it doesn't count. It's just, all right.
They count the most.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Congratulations.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That concludes the police commission meeting.